What would you say to a mouth rinse that you use just once, but that protects you from tooth decay for the rest of your life?
I'd say I'm suspicious. You better elaborate a little.
Okay, first a quick lesson about tooth decay. Most tooth decay is caused by a strain of bacteria called Streptococcus mutans. It consumes sugar on the surface of the teeth and converts it into lactic acid, which is what eats away tooth enamel, causing decay. A scientist, however, has discovered another bacteria in some people's mouths that kills this decay, causing strain. And what he's done is altered it so that it cannot produce any lactic acid of its own.
That sounds good, but I'm still skeptical. Is it dangerous to introduce an altered strain of bacteria into our bodies?
Scientists are divided on that question. Some are wary. Others say nature might have eventually taken care of the bacteria on its own, suggesting that this rinse might simply be a way to speed up evolution. I should say, though, that the rinse is still being tested. In fact, it's been used on only 3 human subjects. And that brings me to another feature of the bacteria in this rinse. They need to be fed specific nutrients to remain alive and working. The nutrients take the form of a gum or mouthwash. The point of this quirk is that if you don't want these bacteria in your mouth, you simply don't feed them. Thus, you don't have to worry about catching the bacteria from kissing or sharing drinks with someone.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Dominic Zero at the Oral Health Research Institute. We'd like to have your comments and ideas for future programs. Our email is amos@indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.